Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Hunting and fishing licenses go on sale August 15th.
The best license we have is the Super Combo, which includes all of the hunting tags, the freshwater and saltwater privileges for fishing, so it's kind of an all-inclusive package.
The only other thing a hunter needs is a federal duck stamp, if duck hunting is on the agenda, says Tom Newton, license revenue manager. He adds that license fees have gone up this year across the board.
The average recreational license went up from $2 to $5, and of course the non-residents went up a little bit more than that. But we haven't increased license prices since 2004.
Newton says Parks and Wildlife does everything in its power to avoid fee increases. The current adjustment keeps up with inflation. When you consider what you pay for recreational gear, a license, says Newton, is a bargain.
The cost of a license, whether it's hunting or fishing, usually is the smallest cost that you have in your activity. A fishing license, for example, freshwater, is $28. It'll be going up to $30 this year. The price increases that we have implemented this year have averaged 5% or just a little over 5%.
Licenses are available at 1,600 locations statewide or online at Texas Parks and Wildlife's website. That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.